The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar described to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I want to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think of that divinity as like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day in which he will judge the world with justice. Through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, we should like to hear you on this some other time. And so Paul left them, but some did join him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Demarius, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth. The word of the Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord, the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven, earth and heaven. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. He has lifted up the horn of his people. By this his praise from his faithful ones. From the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we see Paul, and he's dealing, if you've ever had a chance to go to Athens, you can see all where all this happened. And you can see the great temple up on the hill, and at the bottom there was all these shrines to all these various gods, if you will. Now, Paul could have came in and started throwing all these shrines and destroying them and making a big thing. There's only one God, forget it. But he met them where they were, and he built on what was common ground. Huh? He says, I see you have an altar built to an unknown God. That is great. Let me tell you who this unknown God is. And then he proclaims Jesus. but he builds on what they already believe. He doesn't tear it down. And that got to be the way we deal with others. We meet them on common ground. We don't destroy what they do. We build on it because God is in everybody. We're all his offspring is what the Word of God says here. And then he says, in him we live and move and have our being. Everybody, pagans, atheists, everybody in God, they live and move and have their being. So we build on that. Why? Just to leave them there and let them be pagans? No, to bring them to the love of Jesus Christ. But if we don't meet people where they're at, they'll never come to where God wants them to be. Paul teaches us something today. Now, whether we'll learn it, it's up to us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.